You're listening to Sky Sports Radio and Punters Postmortem.
Yes, and for the next half an hour or so, we're going to be looking at every horse in the Lexus Melbourne Cup to be run at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday. And let's go straight out to Flemington and chat with Liam O'Keefe, the track manager there. Thanks for your time, Liam.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, the rain, how much have you had sort of basically since Saturday?
Yeah, so we've had 24 mil since Saturday, that game last night. So just completed a going stick, and the track's in that soft six rain. So, yeah, there is some rain forecast this afternoon. It'd be great to dodge that, but I think we're going to get some.
Do you feel, Liam, that the best we can get is maybe this six, or is Tuesday's weather looking that there could be improvement?
Yeah, Tuesday's fine. Not a drying day, just very light wind. And only around 18 degrees. With the early start of the race, it doesn't get a big chance to dry out in the morning once the horses get on there. So if we were to get 5 to 10 mil this afternoon, we'd certainly be in the genuine soft range, and just a matter of how much the horses get into it early if we do get any improvement or not.
Yeah, Liam, Glenn Munsey, mate, you know, the worst time you can get rain, of course, is during the meeting, which you copped on Saturday. How's it sort of bounced off that?
Yeah, that's right. It is the worst type of rain you can get. You buy the 30 mil before the races rather than six during the races, if that makes sense. But it's bounced back pretty well. Really happy with how it raced. They didn't tend to break it up too much, especially outside the 3 metre mark where we've moved the rail to. So if we look down the back straight around the home turn, it covers 90% of the wear and tear. And then when you get to about the 600 to then where they enter the straight, there is some marking on that inside couple of metres. So probably second half of the card, I'd say they'll start to edge off the fence to find some fresh ground.
All right. Well, we'll monitor the weather this afternoon and update later in the afternoon on Sky Sports Radio. But at this stage, a soft six and the rail at 3 metres. Thanks for your time, Liam.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Liam O'Keefe, track manager there at Flemington. So, Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester and Glenn Munsey to go through these runners and help you along before tomorrow. Let's start with Cross Counter. Dean, defending winner, goes to 57.5 kilos and comes up with barrier 5. Dean? Yeah, you're on, Dean.
Yeah, he's. I think he'll draw... He'll be a lot closer in the run than he was last year when he had the lightweight and... produced a magnificent performance to win. But I think the draw here helps him enormously. And whilst it's very hard to go back-to-back in the Melbourne Cup, I think he's one horse that's a really good chance of doing it.
Yeah, no argument for me. He looks to be ticking along well. He's a more seasoned, mature horse now. That 6.5 kilos everyone's looking at. But there's not much of a spread in the races we've seen in the past. So, yeah, no knock from me. And I also love the draw.
What price are they betting here, the favourite to do it again?
He's a $13 chance at the moment. And being a $13 chance, that makes him fifth pick in a wide betting race. So a typical Melbourne Cup market, $6.50 the field, and he's a $13 chance. Well, do we have to look, with listening to what Liam said there, do we have to look for horses that we know are going to appreciate giving the ground, or are we looking at, not that bad?
Oh, I think you've got to expect, be a soft five, soft six come race time tomorrow, because he had the wear on Saturday, first day of the carnival. So as well as Flemington Dries, that was a fair drop they got yesterday. So
it's similar to what we had on Melbourne Cup Day last year.
Yeah, I'd say the ground will be similar. It'll have been probably a different preparation to it, where we had that massive downpour early on the Tuesday morning, but where this has been a bit more sustained.
Righto, Leo Schlink's been reporting into us on Racing HQ from Werribee, the home of the internationals, and there's so many of them. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
There's attention so much on this Japanese horse, Murder Glace. We're going through them here with Dean Lester and Ron Duffacy and Glenn Munsey, Leo. What's the view out there at Werribee about this horse running 2 mile?
There is that question mark, and he answered that at Caulfield when he first timed to 2400, and Damien Lane is confident the horse can do it. Hashashi Shimizu is also confident the horse can do it. I think the big query is the backup. He's probably never raced as close together as he will this time. And also out to 2 miles on the expected soft ground. They're the main queries around him. But apart from that, The horse is absolutely flying. So they've got tremendous confidence in him, but it's just going to be the ground and the backup and getting out to 2 miles for the first time.
What do you think, Dean, on the Caulfield Cup winner?
I thought that he drew wide in the Caulfield Cup. They went back, and it was a good place to be round the outside when there's a lot of interference back to the inside. It's a totally different scenario here from the inside on the relatively quick backup by his standards. Look, he's a chance, but I just think he's a little bit under the odds.
Is the ground his major concern? You know, with the sting out of the ground? You know,
There's not enough evidence.
Yeah,
but, you know, they're used to running on highways over there. And, you know, and he's going to be running on a much, you know, softer track. And the fact that he's got to get 2 mile on a rain-affected track.
Do you think he was strong through the line in the Caulfield Cup at 2,400, Dean?
I thought he got momentum at the right time, Andrew, and he came off the bend a lot better than, say, horse like Vow and Declare. And then when he gave them the flyby and had them a little bit tight, a lot of those horses lost momentum. I thought it was a very good win. I thought it was just a little bit flattering.
Yeah, okay. Leo, just while we've got you, you see them. The biggest question that we learnt through many years now is, have these horses acclimatised? We've got a group of them that we haven't seen at all in a race here in lead-up, which is, I know, upsetting to many punters. What's the view on most of them? Is there one or two that have settled in better than the others? Are there horses that haven't settled in?
I think in the main, they've all been great. The only one who's really had a problem, apart from, you know, the structural issue, is Dancer Terrier, and we didn't find that out until we got to the races. But of the ones that we haven't seen so far, Southern France had a minor issue. He's going really well, and you look at his record on soft ground, he's flying. We've seen horses such as Hunting Horn go out and win first time out. The one for me that is really settled in well is Latrobe, along with Master Reality. I think very little separates those two, just in the way that they've come through. They, for me, are the two standouts in terms of the way they've acclimatised. I think that the horse that is getting a lot of momentum over the past couple of days down at Werribee is Magic Wand. TJ Comerford is really confident that if this mare can stay for 2 miles, and he's confident he can, that she'll be right in the finish.
Okay, Magic Wand there drawing the outside. But it is interesting, Dean, that the O'Brien team, all of them, Aidan and Joseph, just look like they just set up the pace, don't they?
Yeah, I've got the five main speedrunners all being from one of their stables. And it will depend then, you know, how it plays out from there.
And Leo, just before I let you go, so the next horse we're going to comment on briefly is Master of Reality. It sounds like everyone's pretty happy. Can Frankie finally crack it?
I think he can. This horse, since he ran third at Royal Ascot in the Gold Cup, and there's a bit of a query on the relevance of that form back at 2 miles, but I think his two subsequent runs in the RSN Ledger trial and then the Ledger itself, I think it had a lot of merit. And this is the horse that Frankie identified way back in June and said, this is the one I think can finally win the Melbourne Cup with. He's been coming here for all those years, Andrew, as we all know. Mm. And he's got a good horse's weight. Barrier one, I'm not sure how that plays out for him, but he'll go forward. He'll put himself into the race. And hopefully, for Frankie's sake, after all these years, he gets the type of run that he requires. But there is a real confidence from Frankie about this horse, and that's been resonating through the O'Brien camp and his representatives down at Werribee.
Understand. Hey, Leo, thanks for your time, mate. We'll have a chat tomorrow morning, get your last-minute thoughts.
Thanks, Andrew.
Leo Schlink there from News Limited. Duff, let's just briefly go back to the Japanese horse, Murder Glaze. What's your gut instinct telling you?
Look, his greatest asset, I think, is he's a turn of speed, which a lot of these horses haven't got. But the negatives are the potential soft track and the Irish pouring the pressure, taking that speed out of him. I can't. I've left him out of the top four, but he goes into the, you know, what we say, the multis.
And Glenn, despite coming up with Barrier 2, which most people thought was a negative, the market tightened the Caulfield Cup winner up.
Yeah, well, he's a $6.50 favourite. He's the most popular runner since this market went up on Saturday night. And just looking at it, he's basically one-sixth of the investments on the race. Even today, he's the most popular runner today. and he's 1/7 of the total investment today. So punters like him. They do like horses with picket fences in front of them name, and they've seen two Japanese horses here over the carnival so far. They've taken the Cox Plate and the Caulfield Cup. So why don't they stick? You know, what's their reasoning would be? Why would you want to get off?
And Dean, you've just got a slight reservation.
Yeah, I think he'll run well, and as Duff said, he's in the next line for me of chances, and I just want him to. He's got a great turn of speed. He's just got to be able to use it at the right time, and then will it be as strong at 3,200 metres?
Any comment, Dean, on Master of Reality?
I can see him running a really good race because he's drawn one, and he'll use it. For mine, he doesn't have a real knockout punch at the end of his races. He grinds away, and I could just see it, the last 150-something with a little bit more speed getting past him.
Understand. Mirage Dancer, Ron, for Trent Bussett and Natalie Young, obviously bought from overseas, and, well, we've seen, and it was a good run.
Yeah, it was had every chance there in the Caulfield Cup, and a little bit of a query on the 2 mile for me, but at least he's had a run here. He'll have some supporters, but I've left him out.
Let's move to Southern France. This is a new one also for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. It's got strong European form, Dean, going by Stradivarius and a couple of others.
Yeah, a lot of these horses have raced against each other in recent times. Cross Counter, Southern France, Master Reality, La Trobe, through the Irish St. Ledger. He's raced against Master Reality and Mustajir in the Vintage Crop. I've got him in the very similar category to Master of Reality in that he can put himself in a spot, he can run a good race. I don't know if he's got the absolute A-grade class to win a Melbourne Cup.
Okay.
He's slightly shorter than Master of Reality. He's a $21 chance, whereas Master of Reality is a $26 chance.
And what price Mirage Dancer?
And Mirage Dancer is... Mirage Dance at $34.
$34, okay. Hunting Horn, Dean. We've seen the Aidan O'Brien runner. He's normally beaten the pacemaker, hasn't he? But he got the right result at the Valley.
He did, Andrew. Ridden in a different fashion. Well, he might go back to his old ways here. Who knows? He might be the one because they've got, with Master Reality, Il Paradiso, Blinkers First Time, Twilight Payment, Magic Wand out wide. He might be the one that goes forward as well. So I think he'd be up there. But I think if you're taking a line through the downdraft form line with him winning on Saturday, I think that's a bit misleading because downdraft led at Moonee Valley at a slow pace, which didn't suit him. He's ridden in the right fashion on Saturday and won.
Righto. La Trobe, Ron. We know that the horses, the Williams family bought this one as a yearling, and here it is back again with James McDonald drawing barrier 22.
Yeah, is there a little query on him at 2 mile? And we all look at the, the O'Brien, Williams types, and you think, oh, they're all 2 milers. But he ran well in the McKinnon last year. I just think he's got a bit of... a little bit of a query on him at 2 mile at this level, personally.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think he'd need a sort of Green Moon sort of style run, Melbourne Cup or Prince of Penzance, where they just go steady to the 600 and dash home. And I don't think that'll be happening.
I think he's a $21 chance, and Hunting Horn, for example, is a $34 chance. I think he's a $21 chance, James McDonald, more than anything else.
Yeah. Are they, we're going through all of these runners, Munns, but is there a line through the O'Brien horses? I mean, are the punters thinking they're going to be on pace here, a lot of them, that we need to be picking one or two out?
Well, what is usually the case, Andrew, is there's nowhere near as much money for the ones they've never seen as the ones that have had a run here. So Hunting Horn, for example, is more popular than Southern France because they've seen Hunting Horn and it's coming off a win.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what the win was like, but they've had the opportunity to see it. Master of Reality is in the same boat there. They haven't seen it this time. So, they're just defaulting to something that they think they've got a handle on.
Yeah, understand. Yeah. Mustajir, purchased by Australian Bloodstock. Chris Lees draws barrier 6 with Oliver, who committed quite early here, Dean.
Yeah, he's an interesting runner, Andrew, because I thought he ran well in the Caulfield Cup as a sort of warm-up run for 2 mile. He ran very well in a couple of races in Ireland when he was given some pretty ordinary rides, and then he was given a really good ride to win the Ebor. And that's Raymond Tusk, Prince of Arran form line. But so I think he's He's just outside my top four, but I think the run he'll get, he'll probably be tracking cross counter into the race, and I think he'll run very, very well.
He's a $17 chance at the moment.
Any thought there, Duff?
I think he's one of the best stayers in the race. I've got a little question mark on the e-ball, but we've had a look at him. He's run well, and we know he can stay if this is a, if they turn this into a proper 2 mile weight race, which is expected.
Any hope, Rostoprovich?
Ran fifth last year and was going well. He had a very busy 3-year-old year, and I just haven't liked what he's done this season.
Twilight Payments, another one here for Joseph O'Brien. Hugh Bowman picked up the ride on Saturday and comes up with a wide draw, barrier 19. Duff, any thought on Twilight Payments?
Well, they've got him going forward. He's got a lot of work. He does go forward here. He's got a lot of work to do. And, look, the market's saying that others are better.
Two of the roughest runners you've mentioned there, Rostropovich, an $81 chance. He did run fifth last year, as Dean said. He was a $21 chance last year. He's $81 this year. And Twilight Payment, well, he's a $51 chance. But once again, no one's seen him, but they've got Hughie Bowman.
Well, has been specced a little bit, hasn't he, Munz?
Twilight Payment, yeah. Yes. He's a loser. He's a loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it'll happen. Love to see them riding back. If you go to the Vintage Crop, when he ran in that race behind Master Reality, Moustagier, Southern France, he was powering through the line, and it was an outstanding run. And he's only a recent addition to Joseph O'Brien's team as well. I think they only purchased him for that last run.
Okay. Let's move to one of the favourites in the race, Finch. We know the horse ran boldly in it 12 months ago. He carries the same weight at 54 kilos. And Duffy goes from a far better barrier, 16 last year, and got used up, and he's got barrier 4 tomorrow.
And he's got a big 2 mile jockey on him too, and Karen McAvoy, who pounced on the ride, considering you would have thought he would have had plenty of other options, and you wouldn't blame him. He's had he was rushed into the race last year, first up. He was fantastic. His lead up form is beautiful. Everything seems to be hunky dory with him. Has to be a big chance.
Yep, totally agree. Why not? His run last year was great. He's had a good preparation. I think covering the ground was so much the disadvantage at Caulfield. It was that he took off in the first wave and left himself very open. I thought it was a very brave run, and I think he'll put himself right in a winning spot. And he's got sort of a bit like Fiorente. He had a go at it last year. Mm. A full year of acclimatisation, I think he'd be very hard to beat.
Very hard to fault his form when you consider he's only had 6 runs in Australia, all in top quality races, and he's run a very, very good race all the time. He's the second most popular runner behind Murder Glace here. He's a $10 chance, and that makes him third pick.
Is he going better, Duff, than this time last year?
Well, it's hard to say. He didn't have any lead-up form last year, so we didn't know him. Well, we know he's a lightly raced, promising horse with a beautiful racing style. He'll lead up Flemington, we know that. And there is really, you can't pot him in any way.
Prince of Arran ran third in the race last year. He had to do everything right to get into the race. He ended up getting there quite easily now, and he's come up with barrier 18. Can he improve a couple of spots?
I think he's a top four chance, Andrew, because he gets beaten by a lot of these horses in Europe, but he's a different horse in Australia. He really adapts to the travel, the way we run our races. You talk about running in good races. He's Australian form. He's been placed in 2 Herbert Powers. He's won a Hotham. He's won a Geelong Cup, and he's run third in the Melbourne Cup. There he's 5 Australian runs. So he's drawn a much better gate than last year. He just gets a great run. He'll give a great sight again.
Yeah, well, he's a $17 chance. I think he's a long way away from Finch, and he's not entitled to be that far away.
1.10 and 1.17.
And, you know, when you work out how a race is going to be run, and you say, well, where do you want to be, or where's the best place to want to be? Certainly, Finch and Prince of Arran are the two horses you could pick up and put exactly where the right spot is going to be.
Yeah, well, I've got him $11, so, he's certainly a value runner.
I just can't work out the price differential between them.
Well, that's all right. If you're a Prince of Arran fan, just jump in at the 17.
And he's pretty popular at the 17.
What are your thoughts on the Prince here, Duff?
I think Dean and Glenn have said it all. He's got a beautiful position in run here, and I think the market's reacting to some of his European form, where his Australian form he deserves to be a lot shorter.
Yep, understand. What about the Tusk here, Duff? Can you help me with Raymond Tusk?
Well, he looks an interesting horse. He's the biggest street corner tip in the race.
Yes.
He sits back, he hopes for all that pressure, and he might well be the best stayer. He's running the e-ball was terrific coming from back in the field there. So I've left him out, but like I say, he's in good hands, and there's a good whisper for him.
Now, he's a $21 chance.
So he gets back from barrier three, Dean.
I would have thought so. I heard the trainer mention that he has got a degree of tactical speed. It's been a while since he's shown it. And he's running the e-ball. It's terrific because he had a really checkered path getting through the pack. And as Duff said, he's a real stayer. So, if he can get clear running from about the 800, he'll be at least strong.
Downdraft showed enormous turn of speed there on the softest ground on Saturday. Dean, can he come through and do it again on Tuesday?
I don't know if he can, Andrew. Not so much that that wind wasn't sound on Saturday, and he's third run in 10 days, and he looks a tough sort of horse. So just watch one of his runs over the longer trip, and I just got to, I think he might be a real 24 to 2800 metre stayer, and maybe the 3200 in this class might find him out.
Yeah, a bit of a stats man made an interesting comment to me. I think 59 is the highest Hotham weight carry since 1957. So the recent winners of the Hotham that carry 56 or more were Prince of Iran, who ran third in the Cup, Excess Knowledge seventh, Sign Off fourth, Collini fourth, Maybe Better third, Brew first. So there's a pattern there to say any horse that runs well in the Hotham or wins the Hotham with weight doesn't do anything bar run well in the Cup.
And traditionally, anything that comes out with that wins on the Saturday, they finish top half of the field.
He's got to carry 50.
He's a $21 chance at the moment.
Okay, he carries 53.5. Dean, Magic Wand, we got a little mention there earlier from Leo Schlink, who's at Werribee. Is this horse's best form, though, around 2,000 rather than 2 mile?
Geez, I thought she'd go to the McKinnon after that run in the Cox Plate, but here she is in the 2 mile and probably as light as Ryan Moore would ride, Duff, I'd reckon, 53.5.
Yeah, I reckon.
No point trying to get a comment out of him.
Right? No.
He just texts through and willing to come on if you want to get him months.
Yeah, you can have 100 of that.
You do a half hour, play a few tunes. Yeah. He'll go forward on her from the wide draw. I've just got the doubt on it, the trip. Cox Plate run was terrific, but the trip's the worry for me.
Yeah, class. It's definitely got a bit of class on it. I like the Cox Plate run. Obviously, winning strike rates mean nothing overseas, so it's been a while since she's won a race, but she certainly contested some pretty good races.
Outsiders, Noof Bosk and Sound Dean.
Noof Bosk just hasn't seemed to have acclimatised. He's got form through Kew Gardens, which is the Stradivarius form, which is the best form, but he hasn't brought it to Australia. And Sound, well beaten in this race last year. He's going better this year, but he still hasn't placed in Australia.
Congratulations to Connections for getting a ticket.
Yep.
The great story could be Surprise Baby. We know how dominant the internationals are in numbers, but poor Prisca has got Jordan Childs on Surprise Baby, Duff, and comes up with barrier 20, but Jordan is very much excited about his second Melbourne Cup ride.
And he'd be wasting as we speak to ride this horse, and why wouldn't he? What a set of lungs this horse has on him. It was a bit of a nothing Adelaide Cup. Well, I suppose he'd be top of the range there. He won a cup race during the week, but to do what he did, and his sixth start in that Adelaide Cup on a 2,000 metre lead up, and then back it up with two really good runs this prep, I have to put him in. I have to put him in. He's the great Aussie hope.
Yeah, I haven't put him in, but he's just got X factor about him. And you listen to Paul Prisca talk about him. He says he could train him to win at nearly any distance. So he's got speed. The draw worries me, but he's got a great ally in Vow and Declare that'll probably land just in front of him. And he can probably track Craig Williams into the race. And they might just come in that second wave from back in the field. So if he wouldn't surprise me if he won, but he's just outside my top four.
Yeah, well, he's a $15 chance, and he's the sort of Cinderella, the horse that will be latched onto by a number of people.
$9
on the tote.
On the tote, yeah.
Yeah, see, they love a Cinderella story. It used to be whatever Bart Cummings had in the race, and this is the one that people will read about, and then that's the one. The once-a-year punters will be all over Surprise Baby.
Constantinople comes to town. Johnny Murtagh has been on saying this horse is a non-winner, basically. Dean, quite strong the words from the international. The international people that I've spoken to just don't wrap the horse.
Yeah, they don't. And he's got a few little quirks. He was, he was obviously unlucky in the Caulfield Cup. I just think he's very raw for a horse that's had 9 starts. He doesn't have really picked up the ball yet and learned a lot about it. He's got the magic man. He probably lands midfield. He'll be very competitive. I think he's just a bit under the odds.
Yeah, probably under the odds a touch, I think. But I think it's a bit harsh saying he's a non-winner. 9 starts. He's done a bit of travelling. He's great run in the Caulfield Cup. Little query for me at 2 mile as well. Mm. He's got to show that first at that price anyway.
Well, his second pick, an $8 chance. And, to think when you said, you say he's a non-winner. Well, he's had 9 starts. He's run 7 placings and a 4th and a 5th.
And as we know, the star from Hong Kong. How crucial is Joe Moreira? It was going to be Bossy, Dean, but Joe Moreira, he's ridden in a Melbourne Cup previously, went close.
He's had a few rides. His sign-off, he ran 4th, and then, of course, he ran 2nd on Heartbreak City. So he's had a few tastes of it now, and the United States he gave a rough ride to. But he's had a few rides in the Cup, and he maps well. He maps around good chances, which I often think is very important in the Melbourne Cup. He's going to be around the likes of Prince of Arran, Finch, Cross Counter. They're probably the horses he'll be racing with in the run.
Understand. 5 to go as we go through the Melbourne Cup here on Sky Sports Radio. Il Paradiso, 52.5 duff for Aidan O'Brien.
Yeah, I like him. I know there's a lot of negatives. He's he's inexperienced. He's young. He's only only won a maiden first up this preparation. There's just that one run that gets me in, and that's that Lonsdale Cup. I know he had no weight behind Stradivarius there, but he just did something there, and he's been used up a few times, and I've liked the way he hasn't thrown the towel in. So he meets that profile. He's a Galileo. He's strong. He's got speed. He's young. And he just fits the profile of a couple of horses that have run well in this race. I like him. I think he's worth the bet.
I didn't like his last run that much in the English St. Ledger. I can understand the liking of his run against Stradivarius in that small field. The one little X factor here is the blinkers first time is very interesting. It might sharpen him up because I thought his attitude was pretty plain in the end of the English St. Ledger. But I think you're banking on that improving him.
$15.
$15, okay, for Il Paradiso. Steel Prince was the winner of the Ramsden, got an automatic start here. How do you feel now, Dean, about a horse that gets into the race off that run?
Yeah, he missed the run in the Herbert Power, which was a bit of a setback. He made a long run in the Geelong Cup and he peaked on his run. I think probably his place chance at very best. He's got out to silly odds, but it's more if a little place bet.
Yeah, 66 to 1 chance he is, 67. Yeah. And funnily enough, one of the runners with the least amount of money on it.
Mm. Okay.
The Chosen One, they went to Saturday. Duff, how do you see it backing up here?
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of ground to make up from Saturday, hasn't he? So he was beaten 7 or 8 lengths there. So he's another one chasing his tail on a quick backup after that run on Saturday. No.
Mm. Yeah, he's a bit of a thinker. The blinkers on worked. Now the blinkers come off, so they're trying things with him. Yeah.
$81.
Here's one that obviously is creating a lot of interest for Australian followers like Surprise Baby. We talk of Vow and Declare, Barrier 21 with 52 kilos on its back, Dean.
Yeah, he's just a good, strong stayer. We saw him after that Queensland Derby win the 3,000-metre race at Eagle Farm in a canter. His 2 runs back have been great. I don't think he handled Caulfield at all. He'll be much more comfortable at Flemington, and he's a legitimate winning chance.
terrific hope. Love the way he's been handled. He'll stay all day. I'd prefer it drier than wetter for him.
Is that the only query, Duff? I mean, beautifully weighted and the like, but is the soft ground?
Well weighted, good jockey. Just a little inconclusive on wet, that's all. But I'm not saying no, but I've got him in the top three.
Yeah, well, he's fourth pick. He's a $12 chance. He has won on a rain-affected track at Warrnambool. But he's I think one of his first runs in a race was on a wet track. Mm. So yeah.
And young star number 24 here ran in the race last year, and Tommy Berry from Barrier 9 here, Duff.
I think she'll run better than everyone thinks. Great, you set her for this for the whole year, Chris, and great run in this race last year, and a first time past 2,000 last time in St. Ledger. Slowly race didn't suit her at all. I thought she did something, and she'll love the jar out of the track, and I think she can run top 10 for sure.
I think that's about what she should aim up for. Top 10. She ran very well last year. She's not going dissimilar. I think top 10 finish is achievable.
Strangely enough, she's only got six horses longer than her in the market, which I think is wrong.
Is it? Yeah.
I think she's got to be higher up in the order.
Okay.
Rather than, I think she's probably closer to a 20-1 chance than a 33-1 chance.
Okay. All right, so there's the guys' opinions on the 24 of them. Ron, take us through your top four.
Dangerous, but I want to have a throw at the stumps. Il Paradiso, 20. I think the danger's 18, Surprise Baby. 23, Vow and Declare. And number three, Master of Reality. So 2018, 23 and 3.
Dean Lester?
It shows the nature of the race this year and most years. 11 Finch from 1 Cross Counter, 23 Vow and Declare, and 12 Prince of Arran.
So a totally set of different numbers there. Have you had a look at it as well, Munns?
I'm 11 Finch, 12 Prince of Arran. As I said, I think they're the two horses. You just place them in the right spots. 23 Vow and Declare, but I didn't want the rain. And I'll throw in the Cinderella story for 4th Surprise Baby. 11, 12, 23, 18.
They're the thoughts from Ron, Dean and Glenn Munsey for the Melbourne Cup. 3 o'clock tomorrow. Now, Melbourne Cup morning, Dean's going to be joining us with Mark Hunter straight out of the 9 o'clock scratchings to go through every race, including the Melbourne Cup. So that's Tuesday morning, just after 9 o'clock for that. Duff, you enjoy your time in Melbourne. We'll talk to you through the week.
Thanks, Andrew. See you guys.
Ron Duff is there, and Dean will chat tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. And Munns, you just keep yourself safe.
Andrew, I'll be doing my best. lovely to be in here sharing this hour and a bit with you in the salubrious surrounds of the Tabcorp organisation here in Melbourne.
Righto. And Cozzy's about to join us with a full preview for our two New South Wales meetings. Then there's Going Greyhounds and On the Pace and the whip around at 11 into a day's racing. We'll keep you updated with Melbourne's weather in the latter part of the afternoon with those showers forecast. But at the moment, Flemington, a soft six.